There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in Australia, where Justice Angus Stewart has convicted Islamic preacher Wissam Haddad for violating racial discrimination laws by calling Jews vile, wicked, and comparing them to apes and pigs in online lectures. Executive Counsel of Australian Jewry, co-CEO Peter Wertheim, stressed that such hate speech is unacceptable and expects Haddad to now follow court orders. Despite arriving late and showing defiance, Haddad left unrepentant, reaffirming Australia's firm stance against hate and anti-Semitism. Meanwhile, an Armenian delegation has met with U.S. officials and Jewish groups in Washington to discuss regional security and cooperation. While Armenia seeks stronger ties, its public statements differ sharply. Last year, Armenia condemned Israel's strikes on Iran, citing regional instability and expressed concerns over Azerbaijani aggression. Experts warn that Armenia's contrasting diplomatic signals may mask underlying intentions, raising questions about its true stance on regional issues. Staying in the United States, the Department of Homeland Security will provide over $94 million to 512 Jewish organizations nationwide to enhance security amid rising anti-Semitic violence. Funded through the Nonprofit Security Grant Program and managed by FEMA, the grants aim to protect faith-based sites, including synagogues and community centers. The funding follows a recent Washington gathering of Jewish leaders urging for stronger federal protection. Only 40 children worldwide have been diagnosed with a rare non-hereditary mutation affecting brain function and leading to developmental epilepsy, motor and cognitive delays, and sometimes early death. After 6 years of research, Tel Aviv University scientists have now developed a mouse model which replicates the disease, enabling testing of drugs and genetic therapies. This breakthrough offers hope for future treatments and provides a valuable tool to understand the condition's underlying mechanisms. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. A Danish man suspected of spying for Iranian intelligence on Jewish communities in Berlin, potentially for terrorist plots, has been arrested in Denmark. Merens Kogoya, a contestant for Miss Indonesia, has been disqualified after a viral 2-year-old pro-Israel video of her surfaced. The organization removed her amid public backlash without an official statement. In Britain, Labour faces pressure to expel Diane Abbott after she deleted a controversial tweet claiming the Jewish Defence Force is gunning down Palestinians. Critics cite her history of anti-Semitic remarks, fueling ongoing concerns. In a letter to Secretary General Guterres, the Trump administration has urged the UN to remove Francesca Albanese, citing accusations of anti-Semitism, support for terrorism, and questioning her legal credentials. Tel Aviv has been ranked as the number 4 global startup ecosystem in the 2025 Global Startup Ecosystem Report. The ranking was announced at VivaTech in Paris, celebrating innovation and startups. And finally, the 42nd Jerusalem Film Festival will run from July the 17th to the 26th as scheduled, opening with Joachim Trier's acclaimed family drama Sentimental Value, which won the Cannes Grand Prix. The festival features numerous Israeli films, including 8 competing for the Haji Haj Award. Notably, it will showcase Nadav Lapid's new political satire titled Yes, set after the October 7th events. The event will highlight international and local cinema, celebrating artistic achievement and cultural dialogue in a vibrant festival atmosphere. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.